Network News, good Tuesday. The Harvey County Sheriff's Office confirming that a 58-year-old man was killed over the Memorial Day weekend on his motorcycle after a collision with a car on Sunday night. KSN-TV reports the incident happened about 3 miles south of Newton on Old Highway 81. The sheriff's office says they don't believe the man was from Newton, but they were still in the process of notifying his next of kin. Grain elevators across Kansas feverishly working to move last year's grain out to make room for the new winter wheat crop as another harvest nears. Kansas Grain and Feed Association Executive Director Tom Tunnell says there's still a storage issue, particularly in southwestern Kansas. The Kansas harvest this year is forecast at nearly 290 million bushels, which is a decrease of 38% compared to a year ago. Mid-America Network News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A prison inmate in Hutchinson who was eligible for release in July will instead spend more time in prison after attacking a guard at the jail. Eddie Nunez was sentenced this past Friday to 4 years and 7 months in prison for attacking the guard back in January of 2013. The Hutchinson News reports Nunez was serving time for a 2005 second-degree intentional murder conviction out of Seward County in southwest Kansas. Records showing that Kansas officials investigated claims of child abuse for several years before a boy was killed and fed to pigs may be strengthening some lawmakers' desire for increased oversight of the child welfare system. Some lawmakers are hoping to create a task force to review foster care practices. Adrian Jones' family received services from a contractor that provides support services and foster care placement. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants to make sure you're experiencing the best internet possible. First, take note of the wireless devices in your home. Don't forget to count smartphones, Netflix, and gaming devices that connect to the internet. Remember, the more devices you have, the higher your speed needs to be. Next, make sure your router is properly placed in your home. Sometimes Wi-Fi signals can have difficulty traveling through thick plaster walls or concrete basements. If you have more questions about bettering your internet experience, give us a call or visit our website at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Authorities say two Lincoln firefighters were injured by the explosion of a propane gas grill. Residents using the grill behind an apartment building called 911 for help yesterday when they noticed flames coming from a tube that attached the propane tank to the grill burners. The two firefighters were injured when the gas tank exploded. None of the residents were injured. Firefighters were treated at a hospital and released. The University of Nebraska Regents this week likely will decide how much students will contribute in higher tuition to help close the university budget gap. The board meets this Thursday in Lincoln to consider the university's operating budget for the next year. University President Hank Bounds has told lawmakers that the reduction in state aid comes as the university system is hit with cost increases for health care, utilities, and union agreements. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks, haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risks so your farm will prosper into the future.
KNDY Station Manager Bruce Dierking saying thanks for listening. Farm and Home Information Radio, KNDY, is more than just saying. Farm and Home Information Radio is what we're all about. The information you need here in farm country to make your day's progress better. We start the day with 7 a.m. news. News blocks 7, 12, and 5, including national news from ABC. State news, both Kansas and Nebraska from the Mid-America News Network, plus local news. We offer an update on the weather, including what's changing in the days ahead. We'll offer information on business, ag, and other related information in our 7, 12, and 5 o'clock hours. Tune for the news blocks on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY FM 95.5, and we're streaming KNDY FM 95.5 24/7 on our website, KNDYradio.com.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a new taste for your enjoyment at the Wagon Wheel this month, the Whiskey River Sandwich. Start with grilled Texas toast and add pulled pork, beer cheese sauce, coleslaw, onion tanglers, and their signature Whiskey River sauce for a sweet and tangy, crispy and creamy sandwich sensation. Get to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville for your very own Whiskey River Sandwich today.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. With a stationary front across the central parts of the plains, it does look like we'll see just a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the rest of this Tuesday. It does look like this low will slowly move its way off towards the east with this front, bringing us some showers and thunderstorms possible again towards Wednesday night and through the end of the week. We're definitely going to see those temperatures in the upper 70s warming up into the mid-80s by Thursday and Friday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny skies, slight chance of storms, upper 70s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies up into the 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 62. And Thursday, sunny, slight chance of storms, temps at 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Tigert and his 42-year-old wife, Janie Tigert. Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Experience mouth-watering barbecue, fast cars, and a whole lot more in downtown Marysville for Big Blue River Days June 2nd and 3rd. The festival includes the 11th annual Big Blue Barbecue Competition and the 27th annual AutoFest Car Show events. Friday night begins with a downtown cruise and poker run at 5:30. The music lineup features Marysville's own Brighton Stoll Band beginning at 6, followed by the local favorite Tim Strothman of Blacktop Road, and Nashville recording artist David Oakleaf in the Open Road.
Yeah, she's the perfect woman. She's as pretty as can be. And I'm waiting to see if she's still. Baby, let's just take a ride down the road and see what we find. Yeah, boy.
More than 300 cars are expected for Saturday's AutoFest Car Show, registration 8 to noon. All makes and models invited to participate, entry just $15. Saturday features the People's Choice Competition at 2 p.m. Saturday night features a night of rock with the band Rewind, beginning at 5, followed by the Monkey Business Band. For more information, go online to BigBlueBarbecueMarysville.com or find them on Facebook. The annual Big Blue Barbecue, June 2nd and 3rd in Marysville.
Defending champs got off on the right foot. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. In the Stanley Cup Final, the Penguins took an early 3-0 lead in Game 1, but Nashville tied it up and held Pittsburgh to no shots for nearly 37 minutes until...
Gensel down the right side, shoots, scores!
On WXDX, that was the game winner as the Pens edged the Predators 5-3 to take a 1-0 series lead. On the diamond, some fireworks in San Francisco.
So here is Bryce Harper, 2 down, nobody on. Harper is 0 for 3. Look out, he gets hit. And Strickland, and now Harper's going to go out. He's... throws his helmet to the ground, and they start throwing punches.
On KNBR, that cleared the benches as Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland exchanged blows on the field. The Nationals went on to win the game 3-0. And bad news for the Angels as outfielder Mike Trout will be placed on the disabled list for the first time in his career with a torn ligament in his left thumb. He'll have surgery on Wednesday. Staying on the diamond, a big night for the Blue Jay Bats. Toronto crushes Cincinnati 17-2. Earlier in the day, the Astros were down 8-2 heading into the eighth inning, but that all changed.
And Reddick hits this one softly in the right center field. Buxton coming on, and it hits off his glove. Coming in to score is Marisnik. Springer around third, trying to score, throw to the plate, the slide, save. Astros are on top.
On KBME, that part of an 8-run eighth inning as Houston doubled up Minnesota 16-8. Golfer great Tiger Woods speaking out after his arrest early yesterday morning for driving under the influence. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
In his statement, Tiger Woods says he wants the public to know that alcohol was not involved in what happened. He claims it was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. He writes that he didn't realize a mix of medications would affect him so strongly. He says he understands the severity of what he did and apologizes. Woods says he fully cooperated with law enforcement.
Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
The Hill Home Furnishings retirement sale continues. Jim has great deals on new furniture for you. Lazy Boy recliners from $289.99. Sofas from $659.99. China hutches, desks, dining sets, even a complete bedroom set for $15.99.99. Stop in today to see what Hill Home Furnishings in Beatrice has for you. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Thursday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Kansas State University just released the results of a new survey on cattle feedlot facilities in the High Plains region. Cattle producers interested in expanding or improving facilities can use this real-world data as a benchmark for their operation. K-State veterinarian Dan Thompson worked on the project and reports trends recognizing the survey, beginning with the characteristics of the receiving area.
The big thing is that most feed yards are using receiving pens. They have the opportunity to put hay out for those cattle. They have ample water tank space, and that they're utilizing those as a place or a stayover from the time that the cattle arrive until they're processed or gone through the processing facility. We want it to be a comfortable place where cattle can lay down because they're tired from their time on the truck and transport. So really keeping those areas dry was important.
Well, data about feeding pens and feedlot facilities also collected.
We're not using very much shade in commercial cattle feeding facilities. I think that's going to change over time. I think that's something that'll be a fun trend to watch. Almost all feed yards use mounds. And mounds have dual purposes when we build mounds and pens. One is to keep cattle dry when we have wet conditions. The other one is to help cattle cool off during hot conditions. They can get up on the mound and they can catch a breeze. Everybody has bunk aprons. I would say on the most part, those aprons are going to be 12 to 16 foot back from the feeding bunk is what we've seen. So the thing that was lacking in the feeding pens at this point in time is going to be shade.
That's K-State veterinarian Dr. Dan Thompson summarizing the first ever survey of cattle feedlot facilities in the High Plains. If you'd like to review the whole survey, go to ksubeef.org. This has been an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair offers complete car and truck maintenance and repair. His shop is in the alley north of the bus barn at 604 Oak. Phone 562-7745.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, as we pointed out, Monday, wheat harvest is underway in parts of Texas, and wheat harvest so far in Texas may be just a little bit disappointing.
And we're looking at some pretty normal test weights across the board, kind of varied protein content, and we're getting some pretty low yields. 20 to 30 bushels per acre is about average.
Darby Sullivan is Director of Communications and Producer Relations for Texas Wheat.
What we would call rolling plains. So southeast of the panhandle. They're harvesting there now.
And Darby says they are seeing some disappointing protein in that area of Texas as their wheat harvest continues. Now, meanwhile, back in Kansas, wheat harvesters have the opportunity to win a little money. The Kansas Wheat Yield Contest is in its eighth year. We get more on that from Marcia Boswell.
Entries for the Kansas Wheat Yield Contest are $50 and due by June 1st. The Kansas contest is open to all Kansas wheat farmers ages 18 and up. Members of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers receive one free entry in the Kansas contest. The contest is open only to dry land fields in Kansas planted to certified hard red winter or hard white winter wheat. Now in its eighth year, the Kansas contest includes three regions: Region 1, Western Kansas; Region 2, Central Kansas; and Region 3, Eastern Kansas. Producers achieving the top yield in each region receive a $1,000 cash prize and a plaque from Kansas Wheat.
Once again, the time is growing short. The entry deadline is June 1st. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Can you hear it? The sizzle of a steak on the grill. There's nothing better. May is National Beef Month, and the Mid-America Ag Network would like to give a shout-out to all of the hardworking families who raise the delicious and nutritious beef for our tables. There are 29 cuts of beef that are certified lean or extra lean, giving you an awesome punch of protein with less than 4.5 grams of saturated fat and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5-ounce serving. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein and buy beef. This Mid-America Ag Network Beef Month message is brought to you by
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Sugar Creek Sales in Partridge, Kansas, your continuous fencing, hay trailers, and portable grain bin headquarters. Call Sugar Creek Sales at 620-200-4412 for more information. Ottawa County Feeders in Minneapolis loves beef. Ottawa County Feeders. Central Livestock in South Hutchinson is a proud supporter of Kansas beef. Join us for sale day every Tuesday at 10 a.m. in South Hutchinson. Central Livestock.
Again, for Farming America, I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, as we all know. Rain, go away. Not forever, just long enough to plant. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
As we wait for things to dry out across the Midwest and watch to see what the impact is going to be on the corn and soybean yields later on in the year, John Zanker of J.C. Zanker Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, says it'll be tough for corn to make last year's record average yield of 174.6. What about beans?
I think it's a situation there again where we had 52.1 last year, which was just an incredible thing. Everything went pretty well, just almost perfect from start to finish. We had a little heat early on, but of course that doesn't typically bother the soybean plant. It might even help it. I think this year we're probably off to the kind of start where I wouldn't be comfortable predicting that kind of a yield. I think we could still do 50 bushel the acre, but one thing I learned many, many years ago when my hair was quite a bit darker than it is today is if you try to predict a bean yield in May or June or even July, that that soybean plant can make you look pretty silly.
The traders on LaSalle Street in Chicago don't seem to be paying a lot of attention to the weather issues right now. Their response has been fairly tepid, hasn't it?
Very tepid, and something that we would have definitely seen a bigger reaction from in the last few years when you were looking at a bean carryout under 200 million, and now you're looking at closer to 440, a corn carryout of 2.3, which is largest in 10 years. So we're just, and we have a we have a fund position of minus $900 million almost in corn, and they've certainly never ever taken that kind of a short into a growing season. They tend to like to be a little long. They don't want to miss out on that big drought market. So at some point, I still expect them to maybe move towards a long position, but they need a little bit more. They need a little more push here from the weather.
And if there is that push, would the money come from the equity markets into the ag commodity markets?
We certainly hear about money moving between markets. Commodities in general just haven't been very good. The CRB index is down.
Oil has been soft?
Absolutely. And I think the oil bulls have been trying to talk that market up for a while, but we keep underestimating U.S. production, and it keeps offsetting the OPEC cuts. And I'm not sure the OPEC and Russian cuts are quite as big as what we've been promised, which is typically the case. But you know, if you look at the metals and copper, which is your biggest industrial metal, it's had a hard time here lately, and there's just not anything too exciting in the commodity world right now.
John Zanker of J.C. Zanker Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana. Back after this.
Buy four qualifying tires during the Mastercraft Spring Promotion now through May 31st, and you'll get tires to help master the road. Plus, receive up to a $60 Mastercraft Visa prepaid card by mail. Visit your local Farmers Cooperative tire branch for complete rebate offer details. Master the road with Mastercraft Tires. Stop by the Farmers Cooperative today or online at fctires.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business, and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Miguel Cabrera and J.D. Martinez each drove in three runs as the Detroit Tigers came from behind to beat the Kansas City Royals 10-7 last night. The Tigers scored four runs in the eighth, highlighted by Cabrera's two-run single. Cabrera, who reached base four times, walked with the bases loaded in a six-run Detroit fifth inning. Joaquim Soria, who's 0-for-3 in save situations, retired none of the five batters he faced in the eighth, and four of them scored. He allowed three singles and walked two and allowed a run on a wild pitch. Again, it was the Tigers over the Royals last night, 10-7. Kansas City's Danny Duffy has been placed on the disabled list with an oblique strain, and the Royals say the left-hander is expected to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Duffy injured on Sunday while covering first base at Cleveland. Royals manager Ned Yost said yesterday he's going to be out for a while. Mid-America Network Sports.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bank Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairieband.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a